Want to get to my next item, though, because we were talking about the delivery of infrastructure, and one of the major issues about delivery of infrastructure is the issue of housing, and that affects two things: the ability of people to buy their own homes and own their own homes, the number of people who are on our social housing waiting list, and also the issue of the price of rent that people are having to pay over the last couple of years, in terms of renters and young people being able to get out of their parents' box room, and indeed people being able to rent somewhere and find somewhere available near where they work, particularly. And all of that is impacting things. Changes to the rental rules are coming in on the 1st of March 2026. We've been talking about this several times in the programme from the point of view of tenants and landlords. There will be 6-year rolling tenancies. The rules on when you'll be able to get your house back if you're a landlord are being tightened significantly. And if you have over 4 tenancies, then you will not be able to evict people from your home for any reason without their agreement. That's a number of the rules that are coming in. There's also changes being made to what you can charge for rent. But one member of Kerry County Council contacted us during our discussion last week and says he's not surprised by the surge in termination notices by landlords, up 35%, supposedly in advance of these changes coming in, that landlords are getting tenants out of their properties because they no longer want to rent them long term. With me on the line is Fine Gael councillor Tommy Griffin. Tommy, good morning to you.
Good morning, Gerry, and good morning to your listeners.
Now, you've been contacted by two landlords who have similar stories in relation to what they're allowed to charge for rent. Is that right?
That's right, Gerry. I've been contacted, just both of them, they had long-term tenants and families that just recently were allocated social housing. And so their rental properties have become vacant. So both landlords, they had families in their houses for 10 years or more, and they were good tenants and they had families, so the landlords didn't increase the rent at the pace of the market, so just to keep make it affordable for the families. But now they're faced with a situation where to re-rent their properties, they have to maintain the same rent level. They can only increase by 2%. And in one of the houses, landlord was renting about 50% of market value. You know, so he's significantly below. So he's been forced out of the market as such. So he's got two options. He either sells his property, or he leaves it vacant for 2 years. And this is crazy, absolutely crazy. A landlord that, you know, he supported the family that was living in the house, and this is the thanks he's getting now at the moment, you know. So I've been in contact with the RTB. They're saying they're the rules, that's it. I've been in contact with Kerry County Council, and they've also confirmed that that's the position with it. So it's criminal in this day and age, in a housing crisis, to leave houses vacant, you know, or to be forcing landlords out of the market like this. I suppose landlords, you know, the government is dictating, you know, with these new rules, they're nearly dictating to the landlords, almost blaming them for the housing crisis. And unfortunately, interference like this in the housing market is not going to increase supply. It's actually going to damage it significantly.
Yeah, you're always going to have an impact when you make whatever the changes are. There's going to be definitely an initial teething period where the market adjusts to what the government have done in terms of regulation. But what you're saying is these two landlords, they've only two options. One is to sell and other leave it vacant for 2 years if they want to properly rent out at a proper market rate following the departure of their existing tenants.
That's it, Gerry. Both of these houses are in areas of significant housing demand. And say in one particular case, the next door neighbour is getting twice as much rent as the house next to him. So it's just not sustainable for the landlord to do that. But look, I suppose the policy in the rental market is crazy. We've seen how well the Ukrainian recognition payment worked. You know, you need to incentivize landlords to stay in the market. You need to incentivize them to to rent their properties. And the Ukrainian tax, the Ukrainian recognition tax-free payment did that. And I suppose, like they've seen the success of that, they should have looked at our own private rental market then and said, you know, if we make an element of this tax-free. And I suppose just people need to remember, most of the income that comes from rental, it's taxed at a very high rate. It's in some cases at 52%. So the government is the one that's actually cashing in on the rental market more than anyone else. So I suppose it's frustrating when you hear about the tenancies laws protecting tenants, and which is a very good thing. But also there needs to be some sort of support to protect the landlord, small landlord. And I suppose the numbers do dictate this, Jerry, that in the last quarter you've seen a 35% increase in notice to quits. I've seen it myself. I've had loads of people in contact with me saying they've received notice, and this is because of the new regulations that are coming in March, and how badly they've been communicated to, Jerry. That's another issue.
You think more needs to be done around them in terms of how the government are communicating, or the RTV are communicating? Because at the moment, your two landlords, let's just say, well, they're without tenants at the moment because their tenants have got social housing, so they're moving out. If they rent after the 1st of March, if they don't get rental in before that, then it'll be a 6-year tenancy no matter what, effectively.
Yeah, a 6-year tenancy, and they're running at half the market rent. You know, so that's that option is probably not attractive to them. Being honest about it, from a financial point of view, so option B is the only option. The other options are sell or leave the house vacant. You know, so it's just crazy. And like, they've been providing a service to the state. The other thing to remember too, Jerry, a lot of these are landlords not by choice. They might be unintended, or maybe there could be reasons behind it. And there's mortgages on them properties too that have to be paid. You know, so it's just so frustrating to see. We'll say the consequences of these, the new regulations, and that you have a situation where you can almost have where houses are going to be vacant because of it. You know, it's just madness.
But on the other side of it, Tommy, you have the situation whereby we have, people in desperate situations, the lack of certainty for families renting. You can be, under the current rules right now, you can be evicted, within 6 to 12 months in most cases without any real reason. No fault evictions. You can be gone. All of a sudden you're out into a very harsh and severe and unforgiving rental market out there at the moment. So that level of certainty isn't there. And we're seeing some large companies who bought up lots of houses evicting people en masse in this county, which is something you don't want. You need to prevent. Anyway, so that's why these rules came in, to give some sort of certainty to tenants who can't afford to buy or can't see available housing on a restricted, very low supply market at the moment.
Well, you see, that is true, Jerry, but in Kerry, a majority of the rental market is through smaller providers with maybe one or maybe two or less properties. There is protections there now under the new tenancies for landlords from, we'll say, commercial landlords with four or more tenancies. You know, there is significant protections there, but the rules seem to be impacting the smaller landlord more. You know, that's where the biggest problem is. And I suppose, Jerry, again, it comes back to, I suppose, social and affordable housing, delivery of social and affordable housing will solve a lot of the rental problems in the county and in the country. And I suppose it hasn't been, the pace of it, especially affordable housing in this county, is non-existent. And that's where you need to target, you need to have significant investment in affordable housing. And the rental market, like the interference in the rental market at the moment, they need to start look at it again. They need to start looking at scenarios like this. How can we prevent this happening? We've seen how, again, going back to the Ukrainian crisis, when there was a tax-free payment offered straight away, properties that were vacant and idle for a long time. Everyone knows in every parish and in the county that properties that weren't being rented were rented again, because there was, there was an incentive to do it. And if you incentivize renting, you will get your landlords back and they'll keep their properties. And the six-year certainty for tenants will be there, But this scenario where you're forcing landlords' hands, it doesn't work, and we've seen people, you know, they're exiting the market because of it. And it's going to get worse, Jerry. There's still another 2 months to go before 3 months to go before this comes into law. And if you had a 35% increase last month, it's going to probably increase.
You think it's
going
to be bigger every month from here on? Is that your
absolutely
fear?
Absolutely. We've seen it there from the Irish property owners. We've seen it from the RTB that there was a 35% increase in the last quarter. I know it myself from the amount of contact I've had in the office, and I know from dealing with Kerry County Council that there's a huge increase, and it's a tsunami of notices to quit that are coming now. You know, so it's they really need to look at this, and unfortunately, okay, I suppose landlords need to get confidence back again, and the communication needs to be improved too.
Stay with me in line, Tommy. There's one other issue I want to get you in relation to this, because it goes directly to the housing and the rental issues that we're having at the moment, particularly in Kerry. We'll get to that and more after we take these. Keep comments, views and opinions coming into us in the programme. We're talking about new tenant rules which are coming in on the 1st of March. We're talking with Fine Gael Councillor Tommy Griffin, who says, you know, the two landlords who are exiting the market, at least because of this, the situation as things stand at the moment, what they're allowed to charge for rent, and also what's coming on the 1st of March. And Tommy, we're talking about the overall situation with regards to housing and what needs to be done to get more housing in place, particularly, we'll say, in Killarney, where people are under pressure, very little to rent, very little to buy. We see a story over the last number of days of planning permission being granted for a new student accommodation, the largest of its kind in the country, with almost 1,000 beds on the site of a former convent, orphanage and Magdalen Laundry in Cork. It is the former Good Shepherd Convent in Sundayswell. Last used in the 70s, totally dilapidated. It's suffered a fire in 2003, which decimated part of it. Yet it's going to be transformed now into massive student accommodation, much needed in Cork. We have St Finian's, the former hospital, former mental institution, in Killarney Town, and we're waiting 10 years for an answer on what's going to happen. What we're being told is going to cost €100 million to try and develop it in any sort of meaningful way. The Land Development Agency supposedly involved. Why can they do it in Cork and not in Kerry? Would be my question.
I agree with you there, Jerry. It's the same with affordable housing. It's the same with dereliction and vacancy. It can be done in other counties, and it seems to be moving very slowly in this county. It's extremely frustrating. It's extremely frustrating that the HSE own large land banks in our towns, and that they're not being developed. This problem of communicating with other agencies, we see it. There's multiple examples of it in the county where another government agency owns land, and there seems to be difficulty in acquiring it for we'll say strategically important projects, and housing can be a bigger priority. We've been told by government it's a bigger priority, it's the biggest priority of all. And yet, when it comes down to delivering schemes, it takes too long. It takes so long. The same thing is, it's just outrageous. You know that like €100 million. It sounds like a lot of money, but in this day and age, it's not. You know, we're seeing huge surpluses there, and it would be money well spent. And I can't understand. I know that all my council colleagues are so frustrated with the slow movement of everything.
Yeah. And the latest another review, the Land Development Agency progressing an assessment at the site in conjunction with the local authority. That was the last communication, I think, in September, in relation to this.
But Jerry, assessments and reviews, feasibilities, all of these things shouldn't be taking years and years. You know, it's just you get these reviews completed, you get a business plan in place, and then you apply for the funding to deliver the project. It's just communities are doing it on a smaller scale all over the county. I cannot understand why or government agencies are not doing it, but unfortunately it's we're stuck with bureaucracy, and there seems to be a very slow rate of progress in everything. And when you have government agencies with land banks, with strategic sites, and you have difficulties then with interagency, we'll say communications are trying to deliver projects, that's where you need the government to take control and try try get streamline it and try get things done. But it's shocking, Jerry. It's without a doubt. And I don't think there's any town you'll go into. Look at Dingle Hospital, Dingle Community Hospital is another example of a building just being left deteriorate, another HSE building. So, and we're going to have the same problem in Killarney when the new community hospital opens. There'll be another 10 or 15 years to decide what to do with the old community hospital. So that's not good enough, Jerry. It's not good enough.
Tom, you're going to have to leave it there. If you have a view on what Tommy Griffin had to say, Councillor Tommy Griffin, get in touch with us on the programme. And in relation to either of those projects, we want to hear from you.